Corpus Juris 2nd and 46, Insurrection and Sedition, Seconds 461c, Sabotage and Syndicalism aiming to abolish the present political and social system, including direct action and sabotage. Corpus Juris 2nd and 46:462b, Statutes against criminal syndicalism apply to corporations as well as to individuals organizing or belonging to criminal syndicalist society. Evidence of the character and activities of other organizations in which the accused is a member or is affiliated is admissible. This means that any of the networks presenting a program inimical to the interests of the American nation, and seeking to change its character to that of a 1984-style dictatorship, can be charged under the law of the United States. Corpus Juris 2nd 22a identifies criminal syndicalism, in a prosecution for being a member of an organization which teaches and abets criminal syndicalism, evidences of crimes committed by past or present members of the organization in their capacity as members is admissible to show its character. People v. LaRue, 216p627-276. This means that you can introduce into a charge of criminal syndicalism any information about activities of any organization with which any director of any television corporation is involved. Look into it. H.R. But, was there of you brave enough to send the very best for years that something was amiss? As cable programs became available, there were mass defections from the network's propaganda vehicles. Some authorities report that the three networks have lost 40% of their viewing audience, although they are desperately trying to conceal this. If forced to revise their advertising rates accordingly to their actual viewing audience, they would be technically bankrupt, as their revenues would not cover operating expenses. Television is a medium of light. It is a reflection upon all of us that we have allowed it to be taken over by the forces of darkness. What had been taken from us can't be regained. Taxation is the medium by which the parasites maintain economic control over us because we refuse to admit the obvious fact that taxation is the price we pay for irresponsibility. We advise Americans to go to the United States Attorney and ask for an investigation of criminal syndicalism. We have exposed in great detail the interlocking Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation and Federal Reserve control of television and the goals of the world order which they espouse. There are adequate laws on the books which forbid all of these activities. Corpus Juris 2nd and 46, Insurrection and Sedition, Seconds 461c, Sabotage and Syndicalism aiming to abolish the present political and social system, including direct action and sabotage. Corpus Juris 2nd and 46:462b, Statutes against criminal syndicalism apply to corporations as well as to individuals organizing or belonging to criminal syndicalist society. Evidence of the character and activities of other organizations in which the accused is a member or is affiliated is admissible. This means that any of the networks presenting a program inimical to the interests of the American nation, and seeking to change its character to that of a 1984-style dictatorship, can be charged under the law of the United States. Corpus Juris 2nd 22a identifies criminal syndicalism, in a prosecution for being a member of an organization which teaches and abets criminal syndicalism, evidences of crimes committed by past or present members of the organization in their capacity as members is admissible to show its character. People v. LaRue, 216p627-276. This means that you can introduce into a charge of criminal syndicalism any information about activities of any organization with which any director of any television corporation is involved. Look into it. H.R. But, was there of you brave enough to send the very best, yourself? So, now you know who owns the three biggest American TV companies, and you can't deny that there is, obviously not accidentally, a Jewish banking background. But let's have a look at who founded them and everything will make even more sense. National Broadcasting Company, NBC, David Sarnoff, Columbia Broadcasting Service, CBS, William S. Bailey, American Broadcasting Company, ABC, Leonard Goldenson, H. We have been given no ending to Mr. Mullin's writing, so we leave it to you to sort it as readers. However, I suspect it is a long about here. If you now remember the Mosaic Law, the phrases we read out of the Talmud as well as the protocols, you will understand why so much rubbish comes out of Hollywood and pollutes the world. Horror, violent action movies, porno, computerized off-nature kids. Everybody knows what I mean. If somebody would be interested to enrich the world, he wouldn't produce horror movies or other violent stuff. Whatever comes out of Hollywood is never the truth. They turn history around to make people believe what they want them to believe. They make the King Richard Lionheart, who really was a cruel slaughterer, a fatherly ruler. By their deed ye shall know them. Well, at least I have recognized them by their deeds, understand what they are up to and why they are up to it. Have you recently heard about a second Goethe or Mozart or Hess 181, coming out of that scene? No? Neither have I. Have you ever thought about why there are no people of genius coming out of our youth anymore? Most of them are TV addicts and TV believers and just repeat what they've been told in their school books. Most of them like to drive big cars and eat fast food junk, and they are not even interested in a technology that would make their cars run twice as fast with no gas at all. Perhaps you can imagine that I'm not very happy to know that much stuff at my age. I'm pretty much by myself, even though I have traveled extensively on 5 continents. There's almost nobody I've met, not even among grown-ups, who is able to confront the coming situation without fear, consciously and responsibly, because most people don't know who they are, what they are here for and what life is all about. No people of genius coming out of our youth anymore? Most of them are TV addicts and TV believers and just repeat what they've been told in their school books. Most of them like to drive big cars and eat fast food junk, and they are not even interested in a technology that would make their cars run twice as fast with no gas at all. Perhaps you can imagine that I'm not very happy to know that much stuff at my age. I'm pretty much by myself, even though I have traveled extensively on 5 continents. There's almost nobody I've met, not even among grown-ups, who is able to confront the coming situation without fear, consciously and responsibly, because most people don't know who they are, what they are here for and what life is all about. 3. He, the beast, also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of a beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. In the Kabbalah, as in the tarot card Vi, the lover, the number 6 symbolizes temptation, the way from the spiritual into the physical, whereas the number 9, the number of wisdom, symbolizes the way back from the physical towards the spiritual. The Hopi Indians of North America have a prophecy that states, no one will be able to buy or sell if he has not the mark of the bear. When this mark will be visible, the third great war will come. Imagine that the Hopi Indian was shown a vision several hundred years ago in which he sees a barcode. Since he naturally is unfamiliar with today's name for it, he describes it as looking like the traces a bear leaves when he sharpens his claws on a tree. The bar pattern on the products have several lines that, depending on thickness and spacing, stand for a specific number whereby the product and its price can be identified. You can see the 12 shorter double lines, like the tracks of the bear's claw, 6 to the left and 6 to the right. In the beginning there used to be only 5. In addition there are 3 longer lines, left, center and right. If you now look for a 6 in the short lines and compare it with the long, you will see that the longer ones are always the same in every barcode all over the world, only the short lines change. The computer hence always reads 666. And I promise you that if things don't drastically change, and soon, we will soon be unable to buy anything without a barcode. And then, sooner or later, you will have it on the hand or on the forehead. The largest computer in the world to which all others are linked stands in Brussels, and it is called Labbit, the Beast. It is easy to solve the problem of how to force the barcode upon the people. Instead of occasional small economic crises, the international bankers will now start a worldwide crisis that will be the worst we ever suffered. This event will be used to introduce a single world currency, a world bank with absolute control and payment without cash. Once the world's banking systems have all collapsed, there will be no alternative to the debit card and people will have to accept it. The only way around the card and a subsequent tattoo is to be self-reliant, to have some gold and silver and to produce something, agriculture and crafts, to barter with others. Thus it is indispensable to live in the countryside, for leading an independent and self-sufficient life is all but impossible in a city. I can't help but interrupt here to emphasize what was just stated above. And also I must point out that you who walked with me, us, and assisted in project possibilities have now turned and run after the very ones who are costing you everything you worked to accomplish, even to the farm which was leased and for which storage was given facility. Through misuse and theft the first tenants took value which left little for actual farming and or research on our special grains, etc. Now we have had to forfeit the land itself and 182. Only retain the buildings thereon to preserve a place for working as in office after losing the center and town. It is also continuing to be leased to Tia White to preserve the stored grains and other items for which the farm was under purchase agreement, as well as retain the use of wells for irrigation. We do not have enough funds currently to cover the rental payments. So, when cause and effect is considered, it is hoped that you all will each remember the effect was caused by your lack of foresight as you tip down the primrose path with your declared enemies and users. You want God to offer and give you security, and you are not patient enough to even work in your own behalf as you blame and shame the ones who have stayed the course. Is it not time you people start looking at the picture and doing something positive to assure yourselves some protection and assistance? Can we get the land back into our care? Not many of those who stayed the course want the further beatings of heart and mind. Many of you have literally supported the adversary directly. What yet do we owe to you who have lied, cheated and thieved from us? Oh, indeed, you have been fooled into aiding and abetting the Spectrum Group, as a for instance, and have cast a shadow of great hurt as you sever the beast. So be it. For those choices are of your own discretion. However, where will you go when the fire from the sky falls? What will you eat with no land to till or seed to grow? It is time you get serious about these things, for these writings are old and outdated. You are now in the final stages of the takeover and you still blame God and brother. Look at self and perchance you'll see your brother differently. Another interpretation of the number 666. This is numerology, the calculation of the name. As stated in the excerpt from the Bible, this concerns the number of its name, the beasts. According to the Kabbalah, every letter corresponds to a number. Every letter and every number in turn has a specific meaning or character. If I know the meaning of the numbers, I can determine from the calculated number character and fate. An example: A B C D E F G H I center and town. It is also continuing to be leased to Tia White to preserve the stored grains and other items for which the farm was under purchase agreement, as well as retain the use of wells for irrigation. We do not have enough funds currently to cover the rental payments. So, when cause and effect is considered, it is hoped that you all will each remember the effect was caused by your lack of foresight as you tip down the primrose path with your declared enemies and users. You want God to offer and give you security, and you are not patient enough to even work in your own behalf as you blame and shame the ones who have stayed the course. Is it not time you people start looking at the picture and doing something positive to assure yourselves some protection and assistance? Can we get the land back into our care? Not many of those who stayed the course want the further beatings of heart and mind. Many of you have literally supported the adversary directly. What yet do we owe to you who have lied, cheated and thieved from us? Oh, indeed, you have been fooled into aiding and abetting the Spectrum Group, as a for instance, and have cast a shadow of great hurt as you sever the beast. So be it, for those choices are of your own discretion. However, where will you go when the fire from the sky falls? What will you eat with no land to till or seed to grow? It is time you get serious about these things, for these writings are old and outdated, you are now in the final stages of the takeover and you still blame God and brother. Look at self and perchance you'll see your brother differently. Another interpretation of the number 666. This is numerology, the calculation of the name. As stated in the excerpt from the Bible, this concerns the number of its name, the beasts. According to the Kabbalah, every letter corresponds to a number. Every letter and every number in turn has a specific meaning or character. If I know the meaning of the numbers, I can determine from the calculated number character and fate. An example, A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W Z 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9. KARLVONHABSBURG 219345812123971215133666666 equals 6 plus 6 plus 6 equals 18. The 18 corresponds in the Kabbalistic numerology to confrontation with emoton, secrets, falsehood, lies, egoism, criminality, destruction, accident prone, general difficulties, illness, danger. The 18th tarot card is the moon. This card symbolizes emotion, grief, solitude, illness, accident proneness, dreams, difficult times. I took this numerological deciphering of the name of Karl von Habsburg from an Australian book called The United States of Europe. The author, a devout Christian, describes the Habsburg dynasty with their deeds. He tries to prove that the Holy Grail is not, as hitherto assumed, a vessel that had contained the blood of Jesus. He further states, as do Bagent, Lee and Lincoln in their book The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail, that Jesus was not only married but had also fathered children. The marital status of Jesus is one of the great secrets of the Bible, he says. And in Judaism this is strange behavior indeed. From the Gospels, he writes, it is known that a large number of his disciples had been married, Peter, for instance, and Jesus taught just that. In the Gospel of Matthew 19, 4-5, 183, haven't you read, that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh? Haven't you read, that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh? Marriage was compulsory according to Jewish custom. The unmarried state was severely judged. If Jesus had not been married, he would not have been accepted by the Jewish people as he was, and this kind of break with Jewish tradition would have found some mention in some of the Gospels. Further, Jesus was called Rabbi by his disciples. And the Jewish law of the Mishnah clearly states that an unmarried man cannot be a rabbi. Bagen, Lee and Lincoln add, underlying most Christian theology is the assumption that Jesus is God incarnate. In other words, God, taking pity on his creation, incarnated himself in that creation and assumed human form. By doing so he would be able to acquaint himself at first hand the vicissitudes of human existence. He would come to understand, in the most profound sense, what it means to be a man, to confront from a human standpoint the loneliness, the anguish, the helplessness, the tragic mortality that the status of manhood entails. By dint of becoming man, God would come to know man in a way that the Old Testament does not allow. Renouncing his Olympian aloofness and remoteness, he would partake, directly, in man's lot. By doing so, he would redeem man's lot, would validate and justify it by partaking of it, suffering from it and eventually being sacrificed by it. The symbolic significance of Jesus is that he is God exposed to the spectrum of human experience, exposed to the first-hand knowledge of what being a man entails. But could God, incarnate as Jesus, truly claim to be a man, to encompass the spectrum of human experience, without coming to know two of the most basic, most elemental facets of the human condition? Could God claim to know the totality of human existence without confronting two such essential aspects of humanity as sexuality and paternity? The authors go on to describe how after the flight from the Holy Land, the wife of Jesus with her family found refuge in the south of Gaul where their lineage was continued in a Jewish community. It seems that during the 5th century this lineage united by marriage with the royal line of the Franks and thus founded the Merovingian dynasty. The descendants of Jesus have survived all attempts at wiping them out. Later the royal blood was safeguarded by the Priodicean. This is a secret society whose aim it was, according to these authors, to keep and guard the secret about the marital status of Jesus. Grandmasters were among others: Leonardo da Vinci 1510-1519, Robert Fludd 1595-1637, Isaac Newton 1691-1727, Karl A. Emanuel von Lothringen 1746-1780, Maximilian Franz von Habsburg-Lothringen 1780-1801. The House of Habsburg-Lothringen descends, according to the authors, directly from the Merovingians and therefore from the lineage of Jesus. There are however several other families who can claim the same for themselves. Pageant, Lee and Lincoln say to this: during the 19th century, the Priodicean, working through Freemasonry and the Hieron du Val d'Or, attempted to establish a revived and updated Holy Roman Empire, a kind of theocratic United States of Europe, ruled simultaneously by the Habsburgers and by the radically reformed church. This enterprise was thwarted by the First World War and the fall of Europe's reigning dynasties. But it is not unreasonable to suppose that Sion's present objectives are basically similar. It is very probable that these aims are still followed today. Judging from the speech Otto von Habsburg, honorary knight of the Deutscher Orden, Teutonic Order of Knights, gave on May 9, 1993 at Bad Mergentheim before the Deutscher Orden, it is still in its interest to establish a fatherland Europe. It is most certainly no accident that recently the son of Archduke Otto von Habsburg, member of the Committee of 300, Karl von Habsburg, 184, should marry the daughter of Baron Heinrich von Thyssen-Bornemisz, also member of the Committee of 300. The author sees a link between the purported Habsburg history, the 666 deciphering of Karl von Habsburg's name and of the revelation. By the way, the Habsburgers are in possession of the spear with which the Roman centurion Gaius Cassius had pierced the side of Jesus. Around the myth of this spear, several thousand pages have been written, among them Trevor Ravenscroft, The Spear of Destiny. Whether the events concerning the family of Jesus did actually happen this way or not, the Catholic Church had something to hide and reacts very sensitively, probably they secret pertinent documents. The question whether Jesus was a father or not is by itself unimportant because it won't change anything in today's world, except perhaps for some possible descendants or some fanatical so-called faithful who confound the person with the importance of his teaching, who do not succeed in translating their faith into action. There is a big difference between believing in Christianity and practicing it. I don't claim that Karl von Habsburg is unmasked by the numerological value of his name as the Antichrist. This was taken as an example of one way of looking at the number 666, and there are many more people who have that number. So do not create a new enemy concept. Yet it could be that he is still to take up a key position. Remember that the Habsburg dynasty belongs to the black nobility as well as to the Committee of 300. Just be alert about what goes on around you while you spiritually develop further. That the so-called Antichrist is not to be found externally will be further discussed in the chapter What Can We Do? A further example yet, in the Old Testament, 1 Kings 10:14 The weight of the gold that Solomon received yearly was 666 talents. Committee of 300. The author sees a link between the purported Habsburg history, the 666 deciphering of Karl von Habsburg's name and of the revelation. By the way, the Habsburgers are in possession of the spear with which the Roman centurion Gaius Cassius had pierced the side of Jesus. Around the myth of this spear, several thousand pages have been written, among them Trevor Ravenscroft, The Spear of Destiny. Whether the events concerning the family of Jesus did actually happen this way or not, the Catholic Church had something to hide and reacts very sensitively, probably they secret pertinent documents. The question whether Jesus was a father or not is by itself unimportant because it won't change anything in today's world, except perhaps for some possible descendants or some fanatical so-called faithful who confound the person with the importance of his teaching, who do not succeed in translating their faith into action. There is a big difference between believing in Christianity and practicing it. I don't claim that Karl von Habsburg is unmasked by the numerological value of his name as the Antichrist. This was taken as an example of one way of looking at the number 666, and there are many more people who have that number. So do not create a new enemy concept. Yet it could be that he is still to take up a key position. Remember that the Habsburg dynasty belongs to the black nobility as well as to the Committee of 300. Just be alert about what goes on around you while you spiritually develop further. That the so-called Antichrist is not to be found externally will be further discussed in the chapter What Can We Do? A further example yet, in the Old Testament, 1 Kings 10:14 The weight of the gold that Solomon received yearly was 666 talents. People of the Thule Gesellschaft had interpreted thus, since 666 is next to 333 and 999, also a gold standard, and since in Revelation 13:18 it is said that the beast, whose name is 666 and who causes everyone to have the mark on the right hand or on the forehead, is the Jewish monetary power. That the number 666 has to do with the barcodes, the credit card systems, with banks then and with money, is clearly shown by the fact that the number of the code of the World Bank number is 666. Or that the cards of the Australian banks in Bombay is coded 666. New American credit cards now also show a 666. The Olivetti computer system P6060 uses numbers starting with 666. Computer receipts all over America have a group of gray dots on them surrounding the number 666. Every Israeli lottery ticket has the number 666 stamped on. The international line access code in Israel is 666, etc. Rockefeller's Exxon is also interesting. EXXON 56665 The double cross which is formed by the two combined X's in Exxon, have a look at their emblem, is an old symbol of the Scottish Rite as well as of Satan worshippers. But there is still another meaning to the 666, the most important one in my view, of which I have not found mention in any other book so far, who introduced and uses the credit cards in the world. The banks. Not the little ones, but the big ones. And who are the big international bankers? The Khazar Jewish ones, the Illuminati. Okay. And who are the Jews, especially the Talmudists, waiting for? The Messiah. And why are they waiting of the Messiah? Because the Talmud tells them, when the Messiah comes, all will be slaves of the Jews. Reuben 43b This Messiah must be a very nice guy, if he wants to make you and me to be slaves of the Jews. Let's have a look whether there is any proof to this anywhere. As you know, 185, symbolism and numerology is a very important tool to the Masons as well as to the users of the Hebrew language. So, we want to analyze the word Messiah. But Messiah is an English word, and it doesn't even come out of the Hebrew tongue. Its origin is the Greek language, Messias.